Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, observing Ukraine crisis, but we're global now. And before this episode, this incursion, this invasion, this overwhelming force of striking into Ukraine along the Dnieper River Valley, we had a meeting between the president of Russia and the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping. What does Ukraine mean for China? Is it Taiwan, Gregory? Is that what it means?
Well, no, I think this is the common discussion these days that once Ukraine is dealt with, then China has got a free hand to go after Taiwan. The reality is that they're very, very different situations. And the People's Republic of China really doesn't have the wherewithal to go after Taiwan unless Beijing gets a green light from President Biden that the U.S. will not respond. Even if he gets that, the reality is that any PRC attack on Taiwan will invoke a Japanese response, which will invoke an automatic U.S. response, whether Biden likes it or not, and an Australian response and an Indian response. And Beijing doesn't need that at this stage. Beijing needs to get through the 20th Party Congress in October and see Xi Jinping reelected for this third unprecedented term. In the meantime, though, China has suffered enormously in the past 6 months in the Eurasian balance. It was the top dog. It had the money. It called the shots. Basically helped to get the United States out of Afghanistan, thinking it would prosper then by being able to get into Afghanistan itself and get a link over to Iran directly for its oil pipeline. But what's happened instead is that Russia has rushed back in terms of the great game, rushed back into the Central Asian space, dominated it once again. It literally took control of the situation with the Kazakh events of January, which was supposed to be a coup, but it was basically about consolidating power under a new leadership with Russian support. And the reality is now that Russia is in the driver's seat in all of these areas and has all of the grain and energy that China needs. So China is now the junior partner once again, and Russia is now the senior partner in this relationship. And the reality is, of course, that that Russia and China essentially hate each other at a leadership level. And we might say that all alliances throughout history, although they look like alliances of friends, are really alliances among people who are thrown together out of necessity, not out of love.
Because China is now being watched very carefully and Xi Jinping's running for re-election, does the linkage with Russia hurt him in any fashion? Is this a disadvantage because of the overwhelming condemnation of Moscow these last hours by world leaders? We have about a minute.
Well, both Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin don't give a damn about world opinion, and Xi Jinping in particular. So, no, that's not going to be the impact there. And Xi does need to look like he's got the support of Russia, because that means food, it means energy, it means literally it's got his back. So basically, they're secure in this, and they're not worrying about world opinion at all.
And therefore, Xi Jinping regards this as not a threat to him. I'm trying to understand
Correct.
This because the map has changed in terms of condemnation flow, G7, G20. The price of oil itself has to be a challenge to Xi, but at this point he rides it out and he pays the extra price.
He rides it out because he'll do some deals to get energy on credit from Russia. He is also less concerned now about world opinion because he's, as I say, he's just got to get through the 20th party thing. And then he's going to contract into a Maoist state anyway because he's run out of the cash.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, looking at Ukraine crisis and immediately into what appears to be China crisis for the 21st century, another day. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.